Julie Keck is the owner of the costume shop. She's dressed up kids and adults for 45 years. Her store also designed the Spurs Coyote and the Mission's Puffy Taco, and it recently helped with costumes for a Texas history documentary. She says this year's costume favorites are not inspired by superhero movies, but rather scary movies and video games.
Well, Michael Myers resurged back, which is fun. And The Nun, it seems, and also we get a lot of calls for Fortnite. Everybody seems to be looking for video games, characters this year.
Keck says The Nun costume was inspired by the Conjuring horror movies. Romero Montemayor, a performer at SeaWorld, was browsing the shop for that scary nun costume.
I think the nun stuff is really popular, and also another costume that's really popular, like Fortnite people.
Abby Amick, who sells medical equipment, was going retro this year. We found her putting together a Cinderella outfit.
I like to do it because I'm a goofball, so I like to just make people laugh, and I think it does that every day. I think I would dress up every day if I had the opportunity, but I can't.
Other retro characters popular this year include the International Man of Mystery, Austin Powers, and this singer we just can't seem to forget.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
Music, video games, and movies are not the only sources of inspiration. As the HBO series Game of Thrones nears the end, its characters are popular this season too. This year's Halloween lands in the middle of early voting for the midterm elections. But Keck says don't expect to see masks of Senate candidates, Ted Cruz or Beto O'Rourke, or anyone else. Not even President Trump. She says political masks are not hot this year.
We want to have fun. Yeah, it's not a, don't want any heavy during Halloween.
Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.